This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, really quick, this is just interesting information that you're about to receive. I'm going to give you a download here. While others, including conservative talking heads, President Trump, and conservative commentators, simply whine about being censored by corporate-owned and CIA-funded big tech companies, investigative journalist Laura Loomer, we've had her on the radio in the past, is doing what they will not do. This is the answer to America's issues, friends. Judgment. God is known by the judgments that he executeth. Psalm 9:16. Also read Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 97, verse 1 when you get a moment. Psalm 89, the list goes on and on and on. Let water run down like righteousness, or judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, it says in the book of Amos. And that's exactly what we need. Justice guards our liberty, right? Isaiah 51, verse 4. But with that, friends, Google, Twitter, Facebook, and Apple get Loomered. D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to hear Laura Loomer censorship case. It's interesting to note that Loomer has now won her appeal against big tech companies like Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and they will now all have to face Laura Loomer at trial. Keep in mind, friends, she's going after them for conspiracy. Loomer is suing the big tech companies and giants for conspiring to suppress her speech because of her political views. Loomer has been banned from Facebook and Twitter in unison, friends. And you can also pretty much bet your bottom dollar we're going to see the same sort of rollout being played in real time, friends, concerning that which took place in the deplatforming of Alex Jones. It ain't over, friends. Just so you know, there are people in this country that will not stand down and take it, friends. You know, you've heard that saying by Benjamin Franklin. He said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. Well, not everybody's a sheep, just so you know. Okay? With that said, it doesn't stop there. Now we also have, Rep. Rashida Tlaib is slapped with a $2 million assault and battery lawsuit by guess who, friends? Investigator journalist and investigative journalist Laura Loomer. She's on a total roll here, friends. She's not going to stand down and take the punches, per se. Loomer won her appeal against big tech giants, Apple, Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and we'll see them at trial. And now she slapped Rep. Rashida Tlaib for the Muslims, of course, the Democrat from Michigan, we've been told, with assault and battery and religious discrimination lawsuit for over $2 million by that of none other than Laura Loomer. The lawsuit comes as a result of the assault by Tlaib on Loomer during a campaign event in 2018. You can watch the video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a brand new article just posted by none other than Tim Brown. Folks, again, no matter how many times I say it, it's what's constantly being omitted from conversations. It's what's constantly being overlooked. You're hearing talking heads, news anchors across the country continuously giving the voice and their voices to defeatism. That we're to succumb to what's going on. We're to succumb to the forces that be. We're supposed to just take it because they're looking out for our benefit. When we all know, in fact, that that's not true. There's no truth in that whatsoever, friends. And to tell the truth and shame the devil is exactly what's taking place here in this country now by those that are willing to stand up and take it back at them. We have God on our side and we have the law on our side in this country. What is taking place, friends, on a national, international scale is so far out of their scope of authority, and I don't care what government it is, friends, they are acting outside of their scope of authority, and they have no business encroaching upon the rights of we the people in this country in any sense of the word. Again, friends, if you want to check these videos out, please do Google, Twitter, Facebook, and Apple. Get Loomered, sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as we have now Rep. Rashida Tlaib slapped with the $2 million assault and battery lawsuit. And I praise God that there's willing people out there to take it to the enemy. And I want to let you know that there's things in play here with us as well. We're not sharing with the people quite yet. We've done that in the past, and we just want to make sure that we don't birth the baby before it's birthed, per se. I also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just did a brand new article this morning, the 9/11 phone call that will change everything that you've ever been told about gun control. No police for 12 minutes. The audio's out there. If you haven't heard this audio, friends, you have to listen to this audio. A young man calls 9/11, and for 12 minutes, he's told by the receptionist there that the police are on their way. There's one to three burglars inside of his house. I don't want to give it all away, but I do want to tell you that the man was armed. Imagine what could have took place over those 12 minutes that he was waiting for the police to hurry up and get there, he said. Can you imagine what would have happened to him if he wasn't armed? It's very chilling to listen to it, but I think it's very important for every American to listen to this audio because it will shut down every and any arguments outside of the law, which we already have in place, friends, concerning those that mean to disarm us, to strip us of our God-given rights, friends. They have not been given delegated authority to strip anybody of their God-given rights, except those that violate the law. I want to add to that, friends, what you have in play today through your said representatives, namely corrupt politicians. They are the ones accusing law-abiding gun owners, friends, of crimes and the crimes of the guilty that have committed the crime. How do you bring that about? That's called using the law against the law. Definition, equal sign right to that. Definition is this: totalitarianism. It is communism at play, friends. And again, I want you to remember, those that are trying to strip you of your God-given rights are corrupt politicians. Corrupt politicians. Also have a brand new article here, friends, and I thought this was great, by Lynn Taylor on sonsoflibertymedia.com. She said, stop calling your representatives in government leaders. She's exactly right. They're not leaders. They're representatives. Our leader is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have no king but King Jesus. That was the flag, along with appeal to heaven, friends. Quit calling your representatives. They represent we the people. We're the government. They work for us. We don't work for them. Quit referring to them, your representatives in government, as leaders, because they're not the leaders. They're merely there to uphold the law, not to lead the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ah, my goodness. There's a brand new article on Sons of Liberty Media.com right now, friends. Do I go there? Here, let me do myself a favor today, and let me breathe today, and letting you decide concerning the information, the facts, the press releases, the videos that we merely relay back over unto you, okay? The name of the article is "Here's What Trump's Red Flags and the Laws Really Look Like. Connecticut Man's Firearm Seized Because His Son Shared a Meme on Facebook." Folks, you better know that this is about vetting out political opposition, those that would dare resist the New World Order. You better know that that's what this is. You better know from history that's exactly what this is all about, because it opens the floodgates upon gun owners. And, you know, if you think for one moment that the government's looking out for your best interests by disarming those that they are premeditating and basically prophesying, friends, that others might just do or commit a crime, folks, it's completely unconstitutional. It's completely illegal. And the fact of the matter is, if you really want to get down to it, friends, you got to ask this, yourself the question. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now. If you don't mind holding up with me, I'm doing live radio. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages, they interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean, EE, Facebook, Bradley Dean. As well, friends, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1. We should have a brand new video up for you a week and a half after promised. Once again, friends, we have a couple hundred videos up even now. Excuse me. Bringing about the resolve to America's issues, and there are many. The answer is judgment, never given case, friends. I just posted yesterday concerning a meme about bringing corrupt politicians within the realm of law and showing them consequence, Article 2, Section 4, and the response was overwhelming. There's probably 2,000 responses within an hour. Okay? This is the number one thing I hear across the country. People are sick and tired of corrupt politicians. And, folks, the answer is to deal with them lawfully and to charge them and to send the message that you will not tolerate their crimes any longer, even to the smallest jot or tittle concerning their violations of We the People. Now, I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, it's crazy. Here we go again, right? You know, I got to tell you this. In concert with what I'm saying concerning what I just highlighted here, and that of Donald Trump's and what's behind Donald Trump's red flag laws, and how a little boy was just arrested. Hang on a second, I'm pulling it up right now. Okay, now, of course, it's going to sit here and roll with me for a minute here, but I'm still going here. Okay, this is kind of strange. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, there it is right there. Thank you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean, check that out. Here it is right here. I was just highlighting, here's what Trump's red flag laws really look like. Connecticut man's firearm seized because his son shared a meme on Facebook. Forgive me, I thought he was arrested. Nope, he lost his right to bear arms because of his son's shared meme on Facebook. Okay. Interesting that Facebook is alerting, with big tech companies, alerting governments and agencies telling on the American people. Again, this isn't about dealing with the illegals that are flooding into America. No, friends, this is about you. This is about disarming the American people and stripping them of their rights in front of those that are coming into the United States of illegally. If that doesn't constitute, friends, that this administration is handing your government over, then I don't know what else you need to hear, because this is the perfect judgments of God, and I've continuously pointed my finger back at the scriptures in great specificity concerning exactly what's going on here. But friends, isn't it interesting that at the same time, did you know that your government is arming agencies like the IRS? Why the IRS? Did you know that your government is arming agencies like the DHS? Okay, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, and the NPS? I mean, this is craziness. Did you know that Heinrich Himmler said, SS officer under Adolf Hitler, he said, Germans who wish to use firearms should join the SS or the SA. Ordinary citizens don't need guns, as their having guns don't serve the state. Whoa. But one's got to ask themselves the question, well, you're being targeted. It's the same government that's arming agencies like the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, and the OIG, the SSA, and the NPS. Does anybody have a care about what's going on in their country? I was going to tell you a couple minutes ago, friends, it's interesting how when you report, people say this all the time. As a matter of fact, I had one lady say to me, Bradley, tell me that you're not a never-Trumper. I was kind of taken back by that a little bit. I said, I'm for the law. I just had someone approach me today about this. I said, I'm for the law. I am for what is written in our law. I am for what our forefathers established. You're caught up on talking points. That's that political language that's designed to make lies look truthful. You're the ones that are off base, but yet you're pointing your finger at me, calling me into question for exposing the crimes of this administration. Shame on you. What happened to a principled people in this country? If we were principled, we wouldn't have any of these alleged spoon-fed candidates given to us, right? We're told there's 21 candidates that the CIA media wants to basically propose to the American people and say, look at these guys. These are your options, all players in the circus of politics. Well, they omit the other 200 that are the real deal running for office to serve the people, right? You know, it's folks... Donald Trump knows how to lie better than his followers, better than his worshipers know how to hold him to the truth. That's a fact. It's for so many administrations. For Bush, the same thing. Clinton, the same thing. Obama, the same thing. What'd they do? The conservatives and professed Christians of the day did nothing but complain about Barack Hussein Obama and did absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nor did any of the said representatives drop the articles of impeachment. Not a one. You know, did you know now to expose Donald Trump and this administration? Did you know now his worshipers call you fake news for exposing him with videos, with press releases, with facts, with that which comes out of his own mouth? And if it goes contrary to their likes and their dislikes, friends, namely their likes, then it's fake news. Can you make this up? Can you make this up? How easily controlled these people are, how they are being laughed at by the powers that be concerning their stupidity, and how does the Lord answer them? My people would have it so. Read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 5, the whole thing. Now to call out the unconstitutional policies or crimes of this current administration, according to his followers and according to his supporters, is fake news. You can't make this up. I mean, literally, folks, they have their finger on their eyeballs. They see no evil. They hear no evil when it comes to this administration. And they complain about what they call the left. And they think they're on the right side. Of what? When I continuously get inundated with people saying stupid, and really what it comes down to is ignorant, uneducated things, I just merely say, can you show that in the Constitution? Can you show me, point me where in the Constitution it gives that provision? For example, just today, one of his followers, one of his worshipers, were talking about the job growth of this administration. I said, can you show me in the Constitution where it's this administration or any other administration's job to actually bring about job growth? Outside of the fact that they need to get out of the way because they have no business there. What does that have to do with condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous? What does that have to do with maintaining order? What does that have to do, friends, with restraining men from sin? I'm curious because what I just said were the three purposes of government. Now we got a president over in China. Now we got him over in this country and that country and over in that oil field and over in this drug field. And we got his fingers and his tentacles intermingling with so many hundreds and thousands of different issues that government was never delegated the authority to do by we the people. But yet they're there. And guess what their talking points are? That which is unconstitutional. That which is un-American, that which is based on the rock of the Bible, ungodly. And what do they attack you with? Everything they've been taught to attack you with. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the Fed Reserve Board weak after Chairman Jerome Powell says the global economic outlook has been deteriorating. On Friday in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Powell promised to take the steps needed for the U.S. to maintain economic growth, but acknowledged trade policy uncertainty seems to be playing quite a role in the global slowdown. China is striking back against the U.S. in an escalating trade war, announcing a tariff hike on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. Now, all of this talk of tariffs has Iowa farmer Pat Swanson very concerned.
They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
Swanson speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kendrick Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you? When you find your identity and the one who created you, it'll change your whole perspective.
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's the terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. The list goes on, friends. Did you just listen to the break? I love this. Did you just listen to the break? Did you hear the commercial about you knew what you were doing when you drove drunk? And he goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Did you notice that it was all about losing your license? Did you know that it was about incurring debt? Did you notice it had nothing to do with the 11,000 people that have been slaughtered on the roads on a yearly basis on average in the United States of America by them that don't understand the word don't drink and drive? No. Isn't that crazy? There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. This is a true story. I've seen them out in Colorado. Soon a concern committee got together and said, we need to fix the problem. We need to remedy the problem. You know what their remedy was, friends? They said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. This is not a joke. And it's exactly how you think in this country. You know, the Bible tells us in Psalm 19, verse 11, by them thy servant is warned. By them thy servant is warned. What? His commandments. God didn't give us his law because he hates us. He gave us his law because he loves us. You know, someone that you could equate to hating the lives of innocent people is one that would remove at a four-way all the stop signs. That's not what the Lord did. He said, no, put the stop signs up to preserve life. Wherever the Lord tells us not to do something concerning his law, it is for our good. Not only temporary, friends, or temporal, but also our everlasting good. For our everlasting good, it's important that we hear that. And those laws are written upon our hearts and our minds. And true Christianity magnifies that law, Hebrews 8:10, the way Christ did, who fulfilled that law, Romans 3:31. Read it when you get a moment. But did you hear the commercial? Folks, this is how you're being slowly desensitized. There wasn't a billboard, friends, showing you the 11,000 people that were slaughtered concerning those that were guilty of the crime of drinking and driving. No! They were talking about incurring debts and having to get an attorney, and you could even lose your license. If they really loved the people, nobody in this country would dare drink and drive. Just hold on with me for a moment, friends. I did a high school assembly in the state of Minnesota. There's 1,500 students at this particular assembly. Faribault, Minnesota. When I got into the school, by the way, on the outside of the school, they had a picture. I'm sorry, not a picture, but an actual car on a trailer that was smashed where several kids got killed drinking and driving inside of that car. Instead of the parents enforcing the law to prevent that from happening because they love and love their kids to prevent the crime, prevention is better than cure, they wait until the kids die and then they take the car and they try to scare the kids straight. That is ignorant every step of the way. You know, when I got inside of this school, did you notice they have, they had a big poster of a kid who was killed drinking and driving in a body bag with a toe wrap on, so of course you could identify the body. On this poster it said, this year 7,514 kids will not be drinking and driving. Why? Because they were killed drinking and driving. Burnsville, Minnesota, there was 3,500 kids in this school. Posters plastered everywhere, and on these particular posters, it said, listen carefully, friends, here's the confusion, here's the hypocrisy. If you can't party responsibly, don't party at all. Wait a second. Why is the power of suggestion there for our young people, talking about the kids, okay? This applies to the adults as well. Why is the power of suggestion there that if you can't party responsibly, then don't party at all? On this poster was a smash car where kids got killed drinking and driving. Wait a second. It's against the law for young people to drink and drive. Who put the posters up in the schools? The responsible teachers, the responsible principals. Okay, wait a second. You just gave them the power of suggestion to go ahead and party at will and do it responsibly. That is illegal. It's against the law. See, the problem with this mentality is you're supposed to be 21 years old before you can drink. Why the power of suggestion? Again, what do we do in this country? We put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain, and then what do? We call it Alcoholics Anonymous. You sit in a circle. You're then told to say that you're sick, not you're responsible. And you need to help me. Is it true? Oh, yeah, it is. Did you know that in 1919 to 1933, it was illegal to drink alcohol in the United States of America? Prohibition. Oh, Bradley, don't tell me you're going to go down this road now. You know, I'm sitting here and I enjoy listening to you every day drinking a beer. Okay. Well, I'm here to serve my Father in heaven. And I'm also called to give you his word. I am not here to help sear your conscience, friend. I'm here to tell you the truth that you might repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Proverbs 23, verse 21 tells us what? For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall be a cloth, and clothe him as a man with rags. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 that drunkard shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Okay, I wanted to make clear, friends. Did you notice we didn't have a problem with young people and old people getting slaughtered on the streets in 1919 to 1913? Oh, I can just hear it. I can just hear it. Oh, Brad, you know, we didn't have cars to go fast enough during that time. The first car was invented in 1886. But did you notice when we didn't have it available, we didn't have the problems within our borders? Matter of fact, if you wanted to get you wanted to go get a buzz, you wanted to go drink, you had to go across the southern border to do so. This all reminds me of when Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, said, "Lower the law, the warning signs, and you dim the light by which man perceives his own guilt." Oh, people hate God's law. Sinners do. Christians don't. They seek to magnify it the way that Jesus did. Go to the Old Testament now. I went to the New Testament. Hebrews 8:10. Read that one. That's the New Testament. Go to Romans 3:31. Go to Matthew 5 where he said, "Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I came to fulfill that every jot and every tittle shall be fulfilled." Okay? Right? That's what it tells us. You go to Isaiah 42:21. What does it tell us? That was the prophecy concerning Jesus Christ and magnifying God's law and establishing his righteousness. Okay? Just wanted to make sure that you all understood that I'm on the Lord's side here. I'm going to hold to his word, not to your feelings, because I love you enough to tell you to crucify your feelings. Those that are Christ have crucified the lust with its affections and its lusts. And here we are. So let's just do what we're called to do. This isn't about feelings. This is about being principled, right? And putting our feet upon the Word of God, the Rock of Ages. According to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, 12,998 people died in 2007 alone. Just think about that. Now, I want to show you what judgment does, because you know as well as I do, soft judges produce hardened criminals. We're talking about a commercial we just heard during the break, okay? A man in California was busted 18 times in 1992 for drinking and driving. Okay, his sentence given by the judge, if he wants to call himself this, was to move closer to the liquor store. Now, isn't that funny? A man busted 18 times drinking and driving. His sentence given by the judge was to move closer to the liquor store. The first thing that the people in California should have done is remove the judge. He's corrupt. He's not sitting during good behavior. This is about feeding the bureaucracy that they have created. Rather than enforcing the laws, now they're making the whole correctional institution a moneymaker. And that's why they make $64 billion a year off the stupidity of the American people. That's the truth. Okay? Move closer to the liquor store. Dude, are you kidding me? No, he wasn't kidding. Do you know that if you drink and drive in El Salvador, do you know that you're put in front of a firing squad, the first offense? Why? Because they have a care for innocent people. So what do? They magnify the law against their crimes. That's exactly right. I mean, friends, what good is law if the laws are not enforced? You know what your problem in this country is, friends, on so many fronts? The laws are not enforced. And every single human being within our borders, friends, are ruled by law. They are not above the law, just to make clear. Again, because crime is not tolerated in El Salvador, you're put in front of a firing squad the very first offense. If the government and the judicial really wanted to stop crime, friends, they would put criminals on display, use television for a good purpose, and show the people, the innocent people, and the bystanders the price paid if you commit these crimes. That's not what they do. They encourage it. You walk through a restaurant. Almost every restaurant you go into now, friends, they have bars. Every restaurant you go into, not only do they have bars, but they have televisions everywhere. And what's on those televisions? What are they promoting? Liquor sales. Beer sales. Constantly. Right? They're not showing you pictures of slaughtered families on the side of the road, because if they seen that, then you'd think about 10 times before you actually bought a beer or before you took a drink, right? That's not what's on the minds of those that are making millions of dollars, at least not until it happens to them. We had a friend from a county probably about 3 hours away from us in Cambridge, Minnesota, who is a judge. His name is James Dean. If you're caught drinking and driving in his county, the very first offense, he drops the fullest extent of the law on those criminals. Guess where all the partiers stay away from, friends? His county.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, so during the last break, I heard a commercial, and it was deterring people from drinking and driving, right? And what they were using to deter people from drinking and driving is what it may cost to hire an attorney. What it may do to you and your family. You may even lose your job. There's nothing in there, friends, about people getting slaughtered on the streets. Not a word. And what I'm doing right now is I'm highlighting the fact that soft judges produce hardened criminals. And if it was really about the protection of the innocent people, then why are the laws in this country not enforced against those people that don't understand what it means not to drink and drive? Because it happens all day long. Did you guys ever hear of Jacqueline Saborito? Jacqueline was a beautiful little girl. And in 1999, 20-year-old Jacqueline Saborito left her family and her friends in Venezuela to come to Austin, Texas. She traded her flamingo dancing and jet skiing for an opportunity in a new country and a chance to learn English. Then there was Reggie Steffi, who was a senior at Lake Travis High School near Austin, where he played baseball and football, and college was in his future. Early one Sunday morning in the fall of 1999, Jackie and Reggie's paths crossed. Not by will. Just a few hours earlier, Jackie had been at a birthday party with some of her new friends, looking at a picture of her and her friends right here, and it was late when they left the birthday party. Neither she nor the driver had been drinking in the vehicle in which she was in. That same Saturday, Reggie met some friends after work and had a few beers. He wasn't supposed to be drinking at all. Later, he went to a party and drank some more, even though it is illegal for anyone under 21 to buy or possess alcohol in the state of Texas. On a four-lane road just outside of Austin, Reggie's SUV crossed the center line just a little tiny bit and hit the car Jackie was riding in head-on. I'm looking at the picture right now. Matter of fact, I listened to the audio of Reggie making a phone call to the police, and he was all bummed out about what just happened to his truck. All the while, Jackie's car with her friends in it was completely engulfed in flames. Reggie's drinking and driving, shouldn't have been doing that. Innocent girls in another car is completely engulfed in flames. Okay. Two of Jackie's friends died instantaneously. Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard while it was completely engulfed in flames. The ambulance driver, the EMT, which my brother used to be in the Air Force, the EMT ran up to the car and he said that she was literally breathing in and out flames. Again, Jackie's legs were pinned under the dashboard. Trapped, Jackie begged for help, but rescuers could not get her out. See, a fire started in the engine and spread to the inside of the car. And again, engulfed in flames, she did her best to scream out for 45 seconds. Reggie, on the other hand, the guy that was drinking and who wasn't supposed to be drinking and driving, by the way, had a few bruises. Reggie was okay except for one thing. A blood test showed that he had been drinking. Police officers arrested Reggie and took him to jail. I'm looking at a picture of Jackie right now, folks. I'm telling you what, it's very... I mean, you want to talk about an innocent little lamb here. Jackie was barely alive when she arrived at the hospital. She was burned over most of her body. Her hair is completely gone. Friends, her nose and her ears completely melted off. Her eyes were completely scorched. She was almost completely blind. Fingers on both of her hands had to be amputated. Reggie Steffi was tried and convicted for causing the deaths of two people while he was driving drunk. He's serving a two concurrent 7-year sentence for intoxication manslaughter. I watched the video of Reggie. As a human being, do you have compassion for the one that committed the crime over and over and over again? The human side does a bit, but the heart comes up and it's indignant towards the choices that he made. You know, Reggie never thought that this was going to happen to him. He'll be 24 years old when he's released from prison. But what about Jackie Saborito? She'll never be released from the prison. She'll never be able to hang out with those friends that were instantly killed because of Reggie's choices ever again in her life. Reggie said that the damage he did is a pain that will never go away. You know how they're warning people now? They're using Jacqueline Saborito, who, by the way, passed away. Not because of that, but of all the multiple operations she had to endure. But what they did is, during the duration of her life, is they took a picture of her. Her left eye is covered over with skin because she completely lost it. Her right eye is scorched. Her nose is gone. Her face is completely grafted. And you know what they did? They put her on the cover of one of their ads in magazines. And it says at the very top, not everyone who gets hit by a drunk driver dies. Did it show the perpetrator hanging from a rope to deter crime from happening to the innocent ever again? No. Friends, they had to take Jacqueline and try to scare the kids straight. And it says at the bottom of this ad, it says, don't drink and drive. Your system of government in which you have allowed it to become is so perverse, friends, that they use the victims in an attempt to scare kids from making the wrong choices. There wasn't a picture of Reggie. Didn't show the consequences of what Reggie had to go through for making the wrong choice. Of course not. You know, how many have ever heard that alcoholism is a disease? Now, for those that are 70, 80, maybe 60 years old, you're going to understand what I'm saying to you. But because so many in the present, you know, the ones that are 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, and below, they've been so desensitized that they think that alcoholism is a disease. You know, it's interesting. My mom had a friend who drank himself to the hospital bed where his kidneys completely shut down on him. He had 10 to 12 days to live. And I remember going upstairs, and I remember seeing I remember looking at his eyes. He was scared to death. His dad came in and shamefully looked at his son, in whom he had to bury in 10 to 12 days, who didn't understand what it meant not to drink. Why is it that people got to get to that point before they're scared straight? Well, it's interesting because me and my wife prayed for this man who repented. His kidneys began to work an hour after we left. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He's still the same today as he was 1,000 years ago and 6,000 years ago, friends. He's still the healer. Okay? You know, I asked my mom concerning that man that liked to drink and drive that had 10 to 12 days to live. I asked him the question. I said, so how's he doing today? As I said, is he drinking again? She said, he hasn't even thought about taking another drink. Isn't that interesting? He had to be on his deathbed before he finally figured it out. No more. Did you know Bill Sardi, an international doctor, said, listen carefully, knowledge of health. He said, alcoholism is not a disease. This is an international doctor. He said, alcoholism is not a disease, and efforts to classify alcoholism as a disease only serve as an escape from personal responsibility. He said, let it be said that the designation of alcoholism came in at a popular time when therapists were attempting to gain money reimbursements for treatment of this behavior. Therefore, most experts declared alcohol abuse as a disease in a self-serving manner to obtain fees for treatment. There is no scientific revelation that brought about alcoholism as a disease. Bill Sardi, Knowledge of Health. Hey, America, no means no. And when God tells us no, he does it for our good, not for our bad. Dr. Benjamin Rush, also a signer of the Declaration of Independence, and I end with, he said the remedy for alcoholism is this. Total abstention. Stop. Quit. Don't do it again. Like so many other things. Everybody's looking for an easy fix, aren't they? Looking for a remedy pill to lose weight. Hey, by the way, diet, you know, D-I-E, has meaning in that word, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Hey, folks, let's stick to the word. We're always going to be safe there. Love you by what I do. Let's stick to the facts, friends, because the truth makes us free. John 8:36, not the compromise, not diplomacy, not a little of the truth and not a little of the lie. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And let's shame the devil in doing it. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.